Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the show. It's been another busy week, another productive week. Hope everyone out there had a good past weekend and had a good week. Just another great day to be alive, to be here to spread this message. And, you know, with all we got going on around us, there's a lot of distractions going on right now. And you know that great things always happen in the midst of distractions, if you can just stay away from the distractions and focus on what you're doing. Focus on your dreams, focus on your goals, focus on the things that are near and dear to you, and let the distractions be what they are. It gives us the ability to work under the radar a little bit. And then when the dust settles, you'll emerge with a message that was given to you to carry to the world through your passion, through your dream. That's what it's all about. So for me to get to talk about what we talk about every week, it's an honor. I'm grateful to be able to do it. I'm happy to be able to do it. And I don't look at it as just something else to do. I really enjoy it. And I know that a lot of people don't think it's popular, but I do. And there's enough of us on here that thinks it's popular. And the call is growing. The call is getting bigger. Every week, we got more people listening, whether they're online, whether they are listening through the blog talk radio, however they're listening. They're calling in. And so this movement is strong. And you can't go a day, if you really engage people and you listen to people speak and you ask questions, just anybody. It could be in a grocery store. It could be at the movie theater. It could be at work. And you just talk to people. And at some point, something around health is going to come out if you listen and ask questions long enough. And that's just the climate of where we are today. People are hurting. People are sick. People feel aches and pains. There's a lot of different things that are going on, and we have the answer. And really all we have to do when you hear somebody complaining about something or mentioning something, or they have a family member that's dealing with something, all you say to them is, hey, I have someone I need you to speak with. You don't have to be the expert. You don't have to know this. Though you tune into the call, it's great. And though you're getting the knowledge, it's great. But you don't have to be the expert. And you just have them tune in to the call, or you have them give one of us a call, and we'll be more than glad to talk to them for you. And we'll be more than glad to give them the knowledge and the information that they need to make a rational decision with their health. Because if we keep leaving it in the hands of the system, the way that the system is set up right now, and all these executive orders being put in place and things being blocked, and people are not going to have the same amount of insurance, I mean, it's crazy right now. But those things don't affect us. We live on a whole different plane from an idea of wellness and health. Yeah, now, and if I get in a bad accident, or, you know, God forbid somebody gets shot, something like that, we need to go to the hospital, but that's one trip. But to be in the hospital for weeks, months, years, in and out because of an illness that they're not giving you anything to help you with it anyway, that's not needed. So, again, I'm just excited to be here. I'm excited to do what we do. And I'm excited to have this team that we have, led by my good friend. If it's not for people like him, longevity doesn't exist. Because it's people like him that get up every day and spread a message of health and healing. But not only that, they live it through their actions, through their word, through their testimony. They're living it. And that's the only way that people will be able to harness what you're saying, is if they see the result in you. And they're living it as well. So I want to bring on my good friend and my mentor and the one who keeps me in check and my accountability partner, my man, Mr. John Bryan. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Donald. Thanks very much. How are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful, man.
That's great. That's great. You know, we have a jewel on the phone in having Dr. Wallop Jr., I call him, Donald Snowden, who is very well informed and takes the time to look into the products that we're taking. We also know that we are working with the Rolls Royce of the organic foods, the drinks, the vitamins, the 90 for life. And that's why they call it 90 for life. So I don't want to get ahead of myself, but as far as Donald backing up to Donald Snowden, he and his father were very influential in getting me to try these products. Gosh, I've been trying products for years. By the way, my name is John Bryan, and I live here. I'm an Annapolitan, lived here in Annapolis for 78 years, feeling great, getting excellent doctor reports without drugs. I don't take any drugs at all anymore. Had blood pressure problems. Had energy problems, was searching, trying to find out the right way to go. And when I got introduced to this product by Donald Snowden Sr., followed by Donald Snowden Jr., who was in the program with his father, and Donald shared with me a story about why he was in the program. And that was because his mother was ill, one that he loved very dearly. And she had cancer going on. And Donald was very attentive to her, trying to help her, trying to find out the way that he could help. In all of his research, well, long story short, his mother did pass, made a transition. But she made Donald promise to her not to let this happen to anybody else, because she went through a lot of pain and suffering. And Donald didn't know what that means, being now a 37-year-old guy. Didn't know what that meant at that point. But his path led him to meeting Dr. Waller and this program, which I consider a blessing to each and every person on this line, and a blessing to each and every person who will get on this line and who will take the challenge to try the product. You try everything else. When you go to the doctors, and I'm willing to bet that many of the people that are on this line are experiencing health issues such as blood sugar, that's at the top of the list, imbalances, where you have ADD, ADHD, adrenal failure, anxiety, bedwetting, bipolar, cardiovascular disease, fatigue, depression, diabetes, elevated cholesterol and triglycerides, fainting spells, fatigue, moodiness. And many of us out there are in need of blood sugar balance. Look at all of the crime that's going on out there and the moodiness and the flying off of the handle. You can't even touch a person out here nowadays. So the migraine headache, learning disability, narcolepsy. So, and that's just to name a few. Those fall under the blood sugar imbalances. Then you have the calcium deficiencies. Many of you have high blood pressure. You can take calcium. Many of you have sciatica. All of these are falling under calcium deficiency, osteoporosis, panic attack, PMS, prolonged clotting time, vertigo, a lot of people are experiencing, dizziness and all. Dr. Wallach, who's head of our program, has introduced the type of calcium that is needed by the body and the protocol that the body can get rid of vertigo in 10 days or so, sometimes less. Kidney stones, calcium deposits, brittle nails, bone fractures. The older people are falling and they're just stumbling and so forth because their bone structure is weak. Bell's palsy, where the lip is turned. Back pain, arthritis, insomnia, joint pain, kidney stones. All of these things are result of a muscle cramps, so forth, nervousness, result of calcium deficiency. Then you have the digestive disorder, where whatever you put in your mouth doesn't digest properly. You have belching going on, bloating going on, heartburn, hiatal hernia, celiac disease, constipation, belching, allergies, athlete's foot, dermatitis, irritable bowel syndrome, ulcerated colitis, yeast infection, stomach, intestinal pain, thrush. We have all of these things going on because we don't have the proper to be able to digest our food. First of all, if you have high blood pressure, your doctor is going to take you off of salt. He wants you on a salt substitute, another killer. So I won't say another killer because you need salt, but it's the type of salt that you use. The Himalayan salt is good. Mineral salts are good that we have that come from Missouri, out of the mountains and so forth. All of those salts are very good because what that salt does is create stomach acid so that you can digest your food with the saliva and all. Without salt, Dr. Wallach states, you run a 500 to 600% chance of a heart attack or a stroke. Because the body needs that salt. And to throw a wrench into it, into that theory that they use about taking you off of salt, if you have high blood pressure and you have reason to go to the hospital and they admit you, the first thing they're going to do is hook you up to that saline solution, which is salt. And as soon as that happens, the person automatically starts feeling better. That's how needed salt is in your body. So make sure the salt does not cause high blood pressure, low blood protein does. So you have to make sure that you're keeping your protein up and getting eggs in your diet. The myth was, don't eat eggs. Now eat egg beaters. Eat egg cheaters. Everything that's cheating you out of the egg And the egg is a complete food, which will give you the protein that you need to have your system work properly. Now, the doctors will tell you if you're going to eat these eggs, you better watch your food, your cholesterol. I'm going to let Donald is going to touch on that for us about some of the things that you should do and some of the things that you shouldn't do. And if you have your paper and pencil and start taking some notes, this call is also recorded, so you can send Donald a text message, just brief text message, requesting, please send me a copy of health call recording for tonight. Send it to you. And you can take that and review it. You also have many materials available that you can get. Also CDs, DVDs. We have conferences where you can attend to get firsthand information. Dr. Wallop comes around and to give you a little background on Dr. Wallop, I call him a genius that God has created. He created this genius that gave him tunnel vision, that the only thing that he does is concentrate his efforts into saving lives and stating how many of the doctors need to go to jail for the amount of deaths that they caused. And if any of you have the opportunity to look at 60 Minutes Real, what those medical people have, pharmaceutical companies has done to the people, placing drugs in certain portions of Virginia, and those people are taking those drugs and are dying. Over 16,000 deaths caused by taking drugs that the doctor prescribed. It's big money. They don't care about you. They care about that insurance company and what you are able to pay. I tell you, go to the hospital and say you don't have any money, because the first thing, if you got an emergency, they want them papers filled out first and see what good insurance you have and your ability to be able to pay them to be robbed and not get healed. You go to the doctor, you got pain, and you want to get rid of the pain because it's annoying you. But the procedures they use create more than you would ever want to bear. They'll tear down your kidneys, your liver, tear down your skin, your heart. This destroys your system, and you start with side effects because now you need to cover the side effects because that's bothering you so bad. Next thing you know, you're on a list for a kidney transplant or a heart transplant or knee replacement or hip replacement. You don't need any of those things. Dr. Wallop has come up with and done his homework that if you have a certain problem, he can direct you to the product that you need and give you exactly what you need. It's not going to be like going to the health food store and say, I want to get some vitamin E. Or I want to get some vitamin C. And all this stuff is singular. That's the way I used to buy it. Not knowing what I needed. It just sounds good. that money, $25, $35, $40, buying stuff that really wasn't working. And that's what we're doing now. And then making money. I'm at, you look, they have Dr. Oz. They have all of these shows that are telling you what is good and what is not good. One thing that I learned from Dr. Wallace is that oil and water don't mix. So all of you who are still making excuses to pour that olive oil on your food, you're killing yourself because you're creating free radicals in your body. So we're going to cover these things. Donald is going to be covering them. We have, if you would like to speak or say anything or have a question or whatever, press 1 at the time and Donald, after Donald's presentation, and then we can entertain your question or your comment. I would encourage you to get as many people as you can on the phone. We have pastors that are joining, that have joined. Pastor Sims is one that stands out in my mind, is doing a remarkable job. He's helping people in his church, and he's so excited and fired up. It's hard to stop him. He says getting up in the morning. That's the kind of energy that he has now that he didn't have before, and because he was carrying around 35 or 40 pounds more than what he weighs now. He's lost weight. His wife has joined the program. And these people are making their faith work. Because as I always say, faith without work is dead. You can get on this call every week. But if you don't get some of these products that is needed to rid you of your drugs that you're taking, to save you money, why spend, I'm going out here and buy me a pork roast, and that pork roast is loaded with poison, and you consume it. Then you need the Maynard and whatever else goes along with it, and the oil or whatever it is trying to pass it through. So let's put an end to that type of living, because God didn't intend that for us. So without further ado, I'm going to turn the expert over to you. And those of you that are on the line that are in the program, you need to ask yourself, am I putting everything in this business or getting this to everybody? Do I try to talk to at least 3, 4, 5 people a day? And I don't mean trying to get them to buy the product. I mean to just strike up a conversation. How are you doing today? How's your day going? Oh, this back pain has been bothering me. This knee has been bothering me. This whatever has been bothering me. I wish I want to go there. My grandson is getting ready to graduate. I don't have money to go down there to see him, to visit him. And we have all sorts of ways of helping people that they can become financially secure also. I get my products. I was paying for my products at first. From there, my products are free because I have enough people that were impressed about what the product had done for me, and they stepped up to the plate using the product themselves, getting results, and passing it on to their family members and their friends. and they have pets. They only have pets. We got pet foods and things for pets too. They don't need hip replacements or none of the things that we experience. So get your family on the proper fuel for your, I won't say Rolls Royce, because if you got problems, you don't have a Rolls Royce. You probably have a Volkswagen with some flat tires. But start getting on the path and put this Rolls Royce fuel in your car, and you'll never regret it. I mean, like I said, I'm 78, working on 79, and I got the big 8-0 staring me in the face. But I'm not worried about that, because riders at least promised 120 years, not 3, 4, and 10. So get that kind of thinking out of your mind and change it up. So, Donald?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
I'm through rattling.
Appreciate it.
And I'm turning this over to you, and we really appreciate all your hard work and all the things that you're doing, not only for us, but for your son, for your all of the people that you come in contact with. And I thank God for you, and that he continues to bless you, that you can continue to bless these people as we're doing.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate it. So today, I'm going to get in for our topic today. And this topic came about because as I've been reaching people and connecting with people, especially those that decide that they need help in their life and they understand that they can't get it all from their food and they decide that they want to take the opportunity to create their own testimony by trying the product, and they always hear about the 90 essential nutrients. And the 90 essential nutrients, based on scientific research, we need 90 essential nutrients in our body every day for our bodies to function at optimal health. And those 90 essential nutrients consist of 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 to 3 essential fatty acids. And that's the balance of omega-3, 6s, and 9s are your fatty acids. And people always hear about that. But then when they get their pack, then they say, okay, well, what is it that the calcium is for? Why do I need calcium? It looks like there's calcium in tangerine, or it looks like, you know, I've been told I get enough calcium. I've had kidney stones once before, which means I have too much calcium. And it's always a big thing around calcium, and I talk about calcium a lot of times, and I always explain the fact that calcium is just not a single standalone item. I mean, calcium must be taken with other cofactors, other minerals, other vitamins for it to really be absorbed into the system. And I don't really think we understand the importance of calcium. We may understand it on an elementary level, knowing that, okay, yeah, our bones need calcium, and yeah, we drink milk to get calcium. But calcium does so many other things within our bodies. And calcium is something that without it, we really would have a hard time. Calcium reminds me, what calcium is to the body reminds me of what the sun is to the earth. It's like you can survive on a cloudy day. You can survive on a few days here, there, where the sun may not come out as much. But for life to really thrive, you need sunshine. Yes, we need rain. Yes, we need a lot of the other things, but we need sunshine. And calcium is something that we all need. And one of the ways that calcium is controlled by the body, I'm going to start there, and then I'll work my way down to supplementation and what's too much and what's not enough and all of that. But calcium in the body is regulated by something called the parathyroid. You may have heard of your thyroid, but this is the parathyroid, P-A-R-A, thyroid. And a parathyroid is about the size of, it's like 4 grains of rice. It's about the size of a grain of rice. But what this does, and it sits right up in your neck, right not too far from your thyroid, and they're independent of each other. They don't work together. They don't do anything. They just happen to be in the same place. But the parathyroid is what tells the body the level of calcium you have. And if you're calcium deficient, extremely calcium deficient, the parathyroid almost, you could say, open a gate, if you will, or sends a signal and says, okay, we need calcium. And the body will say, okay, I know where I can get some from. Let's go up here to the jawbone and get some calcium. Let's go to the hips and take some calcium. Let's go down to the knees and some of the joints and get some calcium. And the body will get enough calcium. Once the parathyroid understands that the body has gotten enough calcium, it'll cut it off. And it'll say, okay, we don't need any more. And the body will function for a while. You may feel a little bit better. And then you'll realize your bones start to hurt or ache. And that's because they're losing calcium. Then you get to another situation where your body calls for more calcium, and the parathyroid opens the gate again and pushes the button, and you have calcium being robbed from everywhere in your body. And once the body gets to a point where it can't get enough calcium, the parathyroid will just stay open all the time. And then you'll end up going to the doctor and saying that you have issues with kidney stones. Because what happens is the body will pull so much calcium from itself to the detriment of the bones, the joints. You'll find that you get muscle cramps. You'll find that your eyes twitch. You find a lot of things start to happen within the body when you don't get enough calcium. And then you'll go to the doctor and they'll say, oh, you know, you got a kidney stone. You need to stay off calcium. You have way too much calcium. And in and of itself, that's correct. In and of itself, but it's not that you have too much calcium. It's that you actually don't have enough calcium because your body is pulling calcium from itself. Your body should never have to pull calcium from itself to feed itself. So therefore, when we look at kidney stones, we look at those as having too much calcium, but kidney stones are actually a byproduct of not having enough calcium. And if your parathyroid continues to stay active, they call that a hyperparathyroid. And that means your parathyroid is overactive, as they call it, terminology speaking. And that means the body's just pulling so much calcium from itself all the time. So what they'll do is they'll remove the parathyroid. You don't need this anymore because it's causing the body to make or use more calcium than it should. So then they take the parathyroid out, and now you don't have anything to regulate your calcium. And not only that, then your joints hurt, your back hurt, your knees hurt, your feet hurt, your shoulders hurt, your elbows hurt. I mean, everything starts to hurt in your body. And the bone pain is the worst because that's to the core. I mean, that's just like when you are extremely cold and you feel chilly down to your bones and it's just hard to get warm. Like that's what bone pain, except you're dealing with pain when you have overactive parathyroid. And so that's what's going on in the body. These signals are being sent. And so you should never have to use calcium from any joint, because even within the bones, old bones are shed. When you have the proper balance of calcium and magnesium and those things, old bones shed and break down and new bones grow in that place. And the problem with drugs like Boniva, which was the one that Sally Fields used to always do the commercials for, which you don't see anymore. But Boniva was supposed to help with the bone problems and the arthritis problems. But what it did was it stopped you from shedding the old bone. So you would have all of these old layers of bone would stack up. So when you went to the doctors, your bone density test looked better. And a lot of other things look better, but then your bones would start to break because you just have brittle layers of bone. And it's you may have heard of people who just, they don't have to do anything, and they'll break a bone, or they'll fracture a bone, or have a contusion or swelling or something to their joints. And that's because their body is not breaking down the old bone and excreting it, and then new bones being laid down in its place. There's a balance that's had there. So you have to have both. Old bone being shed and new bone growing in its place. Old bone being shed and new bone growing in its place. And when you don't have that, then you tend to have joint issues. And that's why some of those drugs that they have on the market for arthritis don't stay on the market really long, because they're not helpful. You know, people will take more painkillers now, and doctors will even prescribe more painkillers than anything for joint problems because the pain is so unbearable. So it's much easier for them to prescribe painkillers and then send you to physical therapy, and you go to physical therapy, and then now you're working a joint which is already damaged. What sense does that make? You know you're missing three lug nuts on your car, and your wheel is wobbling, but they tell you, oh, just drive it more and it'll get in balance. That doesn't happen. It's the same thing with your joints. It's the same thing with your back. You do not go to physical therapy to work something that's not healthy. Oh, we're going to use it to strengthen the muscles around it. Not going to happen. Because then what will happen is that joint will continue to wear out, and they'll tell you, oh, that didn't work as well as we thought it would. All we can do now is joint replacement, because we've been working that same joint out for the last 90 days to 6 months, and now you're pretty much bone on bone. Or you don't have any cartilage. You can't regrow any cartilage. And these are the things that they tell you. And these are all a result of some of the calcium deficiencies you have. And when you don't have enough calcium, you get things like ankylosing spondylitis, which is very painful, arthritis, which is a big one. Most baby boomers are dealing with arthritis right now. Back pain, which all of us, if you probably in your 30s and over, have experienced some sort of back pain. Bone fractures, which is kind of what I just covered, when the body is not being able to shed bone and make new bone. Bone spurs. Brittle nails, calcium deposits, cartilage damage, cognitive impairment, depression, elevated blood calcium. Now, elevated blood calcium is, if anybody has got kidney stones, because that seems to be the most prevalent one, or really, really, really bad joint pain or back pain. Go to the doctor. When you go to the doctor for whatever checkup or whatever appointment that you have to address those issues, and this is something you need to do with your family members and friends as well. Man, my back has been tearing me up, or my knees are so bad, or my legs or ankles are so bad. And so when they go to the doctors, you tell them to find out what their blood calcium is. And if the doctor tells them their blood calcium level is high, they're calcium deficient. It goes hand in hand. Just like right beans and rice. I mean, it's just one of those things. If you got high blood calcium, most likely you got an overactive thyroid, parathyroid. If you have an overactive parathyroid, that means your body's being robbed of calcium. So if you ask the doctor, is my blood calcium level high? And he says yes, but he's still telling you, because you got these kidney stones, that you're getting too much calcium. They sit there and they tell an absolute lie and don't even know it. Yes, your blood calcium is so high. That's part of the reason why you got the kidney stones. Your parathyroid is overactive. You have hypoparathyroidism. Okay. All of those are calcium deficiencies, not surpluses of calcium. So when you hear that or somebody tells you those things, a light should go off in your head and say, somebody's not getting enough calcium. And when I go over some things a little later, you'll find how many people are actually dealing with calcium deficiency. But some of the other things you get is insomnia. You can't sleep at night. It's largely due to the magnesium being deficient. Irritability, joint pain. We talked about kidney stones. Muscle cramps. Muscle cramps is kind of the precursor to joint issues. You especially in kids, we used to playing football or just you play all day and then you get home at night and you finally settle down and by the time you get laid down good and you halfway sleep and you go to turn over, that Charlie horse just grabs you in the back of your leg and you sit straight up in the bed, you start sweating, you don't know whether to stand up or lay down or stretch your leg out or bend it. I mean, it's something that most of us have been through, and you cannot figure out how to get that thing to go away. And finally, when it does go away, the body's so tense and your mind is so tense, you're ready for it to come back, and you're just almost waiting for it to come back. Things like that are precursors to calcium deficiency. Twitches, your eyes twitch, or you have spasms. Osteoarthritis. Osteoporosis, which is largely found in women, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. Panic attacks, PMS, receding gums, restless legs, sciatica, which is plaguing so many Americans, tooth decay. And tooth decay is a big one because we go to the dentist, and this is one thing I want you to understand. And Dr. Wallach made me understand this in such an eloquent way. I just thought the way he explained it to me, I never forgot it. When you have, we've gone to farms and we've gone to zoos and different places, and when the animals are well taken care of, you've never seen a horse, a cow, a sheep, a moose, a giraffe. None of those animals have you ever seen with missing teeth. They don't wear braces or anything. They don't brush their teeth. They don't floss their teeth. But what they do get is 100% nutrition based on their body weight. They get pellets of nutrition. So in their feed every day, whether it be in their hay, whether it be in their barn stable, whether it's mixed in their water, they get these pellets. Austin Purina makes these pellets, which is one brand, and that's what these animals get, and they get them based on body weight. So they get 100% nutrition. So that's why you don't see them with missing teeth. That's why they don't floss and brush their teeth. So then when we get to the humans, we go to the dentist every 6 months. We drag our kids to the dentist. And I'm not saying you shouldn't go to the dentist. Don't get me wrong. But the point that I'm trying to make is that you go there, they tell you to floss and brush. Oh, you got a few cavities, you're eating too much candy, you're not flossing enough, you're not brushing enough, don't eat certain foods, don't eat sticky foods. Granted, that is all true. But the biggest portion of the reason why you have tooth decay is because your mandible, your jawbone, and the bones in your face have slight osteoporosis. Again, when the body is pulling calcium from itself, it pulls it from the bone. When you start pulling it from the jawbone and the facial bones, they pull it from the teeth. The bones pull it from the teeth. And then the teeth get brittle. And now the teeth will break off or they become more porous and they're more susceptible to the sugars. And the enamel starts to fail. That's why you have tooth decay. So if you're getting your calcium regimen and you're keeping out the bad foods, brushing your teeth is just a wonderful thing for fresh breath, which we all should do. Flossing your teeth is great to get food out of your teeth, but that is not the reason why you have cavities in and of by itself. It's due to, in a large portion, of being calcium deficient. And if you take that and you parallel it with those animals that I just named and a whole bunch more I didn't name that don't take any, that don't brush anything or floss anything of their teeth, they don't have those issues. So it's just something to think about. Vertigo is another big one. And I've met a few people that have vertigo so bad, I mean, it's just like they have to even sleep with one foot on the ground, because anytime they are, have their feet off the ground, it feels like the world is spinning. Or if they're standing up and they have a vertigo attack, it feels like an elevator. You stand on an elevator and it just drops out from underneath of you. That's the feeling of what vertigo feels like. And people get headaches and different things because your body's always fluctuating, but it's really not. It's just that you have that feeling of imbalance. So that's also a calcium deficiency. So all of these particular, and that's just, there's 147 diseases that you can get from being calcium deficient. And calcium is a mineral. Calcium is not a vitamin. Calcium is not an amino acid. Calcium is a mineral. And when we talk about minerals, as we often do, two-thirds of our diet, we need to consume minerals. That's why 60 minerals and 16 vitamins. So the minerals are important, and vitamins don't work without their mineral cofactors, which is why if you're taking vitamin D and you just taking vitamin D by itself and you don't have the calcium, you're not really absorbing it. If you don't have the magnesium, you're not really absorbing it. So these particular minerals are things that will help and the balance of some of the vitamins that we take. And so to really get into this whole calcium thing and maybe what foods we can use, because most of the time we hear, you know, milk. And all the milk ads that you see on TV said you need calcium from cow's milk for strong bones and healthy teeth. You know, and we've been hearing that for years. And calcium is essential for strong bones, as long as you're getting the many other minerals as well. You just can't get the calcium by itself. And it's certainly beneficial for teeth, which we just talked about. But there are more food sources of calcium than milk. Many of them are actually better than milk. So let's look at a few of them and look at the sources of where we can get it. But let's also look at what calcium is doing. Calcium is required by every cell in the body for a multitude of different functions. This is the mineral that helps your muscles contract. It keeps your nerves lively. It facilitates cell division. It helps arrange for the release of neurotransmitters, the chemical signals that scoot between the nerve cells. That's what neurotransmitters are. Among its other valuable services, calcium helps your heart beat, your blood clot, and your hormones stay active. It's a factor in enzyme reactions and sperm motility. So when we look at the levels of erectile dysfunction due to low cholesterol and low calcium, when we look at people who get on blood thinners because the doctors are worried about their blood clotting, although they don't, if they got a good calcium regimen, it would help balance that. We talked about the panic attacks and the depression and all of those things that are due, I'm sorry, the panic attacks and the anxiety and the PMS and those things that are due from calcium deficiency. Your hormones have to stay active. So the PMS and the low T and the ED are from the hormone problem because you don't have enough calcium. We talk about our cells and how our cells regenerate themselves. But if they're regenerated with no calcium, you have a problem. The neurotransmitters, if they're not getting the signals in the brain, you have a problem, which is why you can get panic attacks. So it's important. And calcium is important because calcium makes up almost 2% of your body weight, more than any other mineral. So there's no question about it. For good health and vitality, you have to consume and absorb enough calcium on a regular basis. You have to consume and absorb. There's nothing to just consume it without absorbing it. And that's why we talk about getting the calcium into your cells, getting the calcium into the joints. You need that absorption, and it doesn't happen by itself. It needs those cofactors. We have an epidemic of calcium deficiency in America. Only about 10% of adults get the recommended amount of calcium daily. So it's highly unlikely that any of us will go to a doctor or a hospital because we have some issue and the doctor will tell us that we have too much calcium. And at the rate of people that have gotten kidney stones, it's been more than 10% of the Americans that have gotten kidney stones and the doctor will tell them they have too much calcium. But the statistic says only 10% of adults get the recommended amount of calcium each day. There's 300 million people in the United States. You break it down to men and women or children, but only about 300 of them out of 300 million are getting enough calcium. 3,000, I'm sorry. So our kids aren't getting enough calcium. About 70% of teenage boys and 95% of girls get less than the minimum amounts recommended in standard nutritional guidelines of calcium. Of course, you know, this is alarming for women because we talk about and the population of teenage girls, because this is where the work of osteoporosis starts to set in. Females are particularly susceptible to bone loss, and also postmenopausal women are much more likely to have fragile bones if they don't get enough calcium in their earlier years. So you don't get it in your earlier years and it becomes a snowball effect. As for postmenopausal women, they too seem oblivious to the risks of underconsumption of calcium. Most American women get about 600 milligrams of calcium daily, which is far below the recommended 1,200 milligrams per day that is recommended by the National Academy of Sciences. Didn't say the Heart Association. It didn't say any of these associations. It said the National Academy of Sciences. This is science-based nutrition. This is science-based information, not medical-based. Is it any wonder that approximately one out of every three postmenopausal women will develop osteoporosis? Out of one in three postmenopausal women will develop osteoporosis. This dreaded condition accounts for over 1.5 million fractures each year. Now comes the question that nutritionists and doctors and everybody haggle over: given that we need more calcium, what are some of the best sources? Most conventional doctors will immediately say cow's milk. It's true, milk does contain calcium. 1 8-ounce serving of skim milk contains about 302 milligrams of calcium. So at least theoretically, postmenopausal women could meet their calcium regimen by drinking 4 glasses of milk every day, hypothetically speaking. But then are they going to really absorb it? We don't know. Also, one thing I want to talk about cow's milk is understand that cow's milk related to mother's milk. Mother's milk meaning a human woman having a baby and she breastfeeds. Cow's milk and all milk has casein in it. C-E-S-A-I-N. Casein is in milk. It's made by milk. It's produced within the milk. And so when you drink cow's milk, a cow will make enough casein for an animal that's going to grow to be 2,000 pounds. A mother, a human woman, will make enough casein for a 150-pound body. So why are we drinking cow's milk in the first place? We're getting overwhelmed with casein, and when you look at the side effects of casein, you then understand why we have the hormonal imbalances that we have in our young girls, the development that we have in our young girls, and they peak so early in their development. And then you look at them again when they get in their 20s and 30s, and they're morbidly and extremely obese in a lot of cases because they're overrun with casein. So with skim milk being 302 milligrams, and women would drink 4 glasses of milk. That would be okay if they would absorb it, but that's not the whole story. Some people simply don't tolerate cow's milk very well. And if you lack the enzymes, which is the lactase, as many of us do, it's difficult to digest milk sugar, which is lactose. Lactose is milk sugar. And you're likely to have symptoms of gas and bloating and nausea and abdominal cramps and diarrhea. And according to the Merck manual, which is like the Bible for health statistics, I mean, I had one of those things, and you can find statistics about anything. And 75% of adults have some degree of lactase deficiency. For those of the Northwest and European descent, lactase deficiency is much lower, about 20%. But that's a small proportion of the world's population. At the other extreme, 100% of Chinese have lactase deficiency. So most Chinese are lactose intolerant to some extent. 75% of African Americans have lactase deficiency, as do higher percentages for those in the Mediterranean, the Mediterranean descent. Another problem with cow's milk is that the products derived from cow's milk tend to create excessive mucus. And when we talk about mucus in the mucus will run the body down. It will wear the body down. And so many patients have like chronic sinusitis or upper respiratory infections or problems because, and even asthma, because of the amount of mucus and things in the body from the cow's milk trying to get out of their lungs. Some researchers suspect a link between cow's milk and the hardening of arteries. And while others suspect that consumption of cow's milk may be a factor in autoimmune disease such as lupus and rheumatoid arthritis, cow's milk is also known to become a common cause of iron deficiency, which is anemia, because it can create the conditions of internal bleeding. Anemia is a possibility at any time there is excessive blood loss. So for children who get more than 24 ounces of whole cow's milk daily after the first year of life, there's an additional risk of iron deficiency because the milk has little iron and may replace foods with higher iron content. And it can also cause intestinal bleeding. And so studies have shown that cow's milk is a major cause of chronic constipation in children. And let's talk about that, especially when we talk about the hardening of the arteries. And we get back to this casein that we talk about in the milk. And some of the side effects of the casein include ingestion or heartburn, bloating or allergic reactions, a bad aftertaste. Protein supplements such as casein are also contraindicated for those with kidney or liver disease. Casein is also, and this kind of freaked me out when I was doing some of this research, casein is also the leading ingredient in what they use in Elmer's glue. So Borden Milk, which is the same company who makes Elmer's glue, makes milk. They're one of the largest producers. You might get milk with a different label on it, but they're one of the largest producers of cow's milk. That's where most of the cow's milk comes from, is Borden Milk. And Borden is the same place that makes Elmer's glue. So they're extracting the casein from some of the milk to put in Elmer's glue. And that's one of the benefits of the casein. So when you talk about the hardening of the arteries and the gastrointestinal bleeding, a lot of it is to do with the casein within the milk. So one of the things that we definitely have to do, of course, is look for other sources to get our calcium. And here are some foods that we can eat. Potentially, and you'll see why I say potentially in a minute, that will have the calcium in it. And remember, we need 1,200 milligrams of calcium a day. And that should be broken down into 600 and 600, meaning that you take 600 milligrams in the morning, you can take 600 milligrams in the evening of calcium. And if you have problems sleeping or headaches or different things, then you can have another dose. And I'll break it down as to what you can get that already have all of that in it that you don't even have to worry about. Did you get enough calcium? Did you get enough vitamin D? I'm going to show you that all the things, the soup that we talk about when we talk about calcium, because we're not just talking about calcium as a standalone. We're talking about all the other things that are in it. But some of the foods we can eat, sardines, 3 ounces of sardines has 375 milligrams of calcium. So we said skim milk had 302 milligrams, and you would have to have 4 glasses of that. So you can have 3 ounces or 12 ounces of the sardines, and that would give you your recommended dosage of calcium at about 1,200 milligrams. Each 3 ounces of sardines is 375 milligrams. Collard greens, 1 cup of collard greens has 355 milligrams of calcium. Calcium-enriched rice milk, and rice milk is really good. It's about the consistency of skim milk, but it has a sweet flavor like rice. It's a really good milk. It's gluten-free, but that's 300 milligrams of calcium. Sesame seeds, a half a cup of sesame seeds will give you 250 milligrams of calcium. 1 cup of broccoli will give you 180 milligrams of calcium. 2 ounces of almonds will give you 150 milligrams of calcium. 1 cup of kale will give you 150 milligrams of calcium. Salmon, 3 ounces of canned salmon, normally the kind of salmon we use to make salmon patties, you get in a can. That's about 150 milligrams of calcium. Now, granted, we got to get to 1,200 each day. And so this is what I mean when I say at times, if you heard me say, we cannot eat enough food in a day to get what we need as far as the nutrients in our body concerned. And right today we're only talking about calcium. You would have to eat 4 cups of broccoli you would have to eat 12 cups of broccoli to get to 1,200 milligrams. It's about 180 milligrams, so I'm just going to round down to 100 just so you get a little extra. That's 12 cups of broccoli that we would have to eat every day. 4 cups, roughly, of collard greens. Now, kale, you would have to eat about 12 cups of kale. Now, we have to really look at that, because when we grow plants in our soil, if there's no calcium in the soil, how's it going to get into the plant? How's it going to get into the kale? How's it going to get into the collard greens? How's it going to get into the broccoli? It only takes 3 minerals to grow a plant, and that's phosphorus, potassium, and nitrogen. Now, for us who are part of the program and we have gardens, we get 77 plant-derived minerals that we put in our gardens, and now our gardens have all the minerals that they need, not just the 3 that it takes to grow a plant. But do you think Green Giant is doing that? Do you think that Libby's is doing that, and LaSure and Bird's Eye and all of these other brands of vegetable makers or distributors, or even some of the local farmers? And this is why even this conversation about the fact that we have the blooming minerals as part of our protocol, or as part of one of the products within Youngevity, because if you have farmers, or you know people who have gardens, they need these minerals. And if you just mention it to them, they'll say, oh, man, that sounds really good. And so that's another way to be able to spread this word, because you might not – there might be a whole lot of people that say, you know, I really eat well. I grow my own food. And from an eating well perspective, that's great. But from a nutrition perspective, that doesn't mean anything, because they don't know how many nutrients you are, they don't know how many nutrients they're getting no more than you do. So therefore, you say, you know, what do you put in your soil? How do you condition your soil? What minerals do you put in your soil? Oh, I just use 10-10-10 or NPK. It's NPK 10-10-10. That's not nitrogen, potassium, and phosphorus. That's what I put in my soil. Okay, well, I put 77 minerals in my soil, not just 3, because our body needs more than 3. Oh, and you show it to them. I keep a picture of that in my phone with the back of the can with all the minerals in it. And not only that, it comes with a OMRI certificate that goes along with that. That's basically saying that these minerals have been tested and they are exactly what they say they are. and it's a third-party testing that's done. And if people, because a lot of people, if they aren't sure about the product or what it is, then I give them that certificate. So there's really no way that they can dispute me on that. And most people want them. I mean, it's $16 for a little jar of it, and I'll get a few of them. And if I connect with people, I might give them a jar or a bottle of it. They can also get it in liquid form to spray on the plants and everything. So it's good to be able to get the minerals back in your soil if there are people who aren't keen on taking supplementation as a regimen. There's the minerals that are there. So, yeah, you can eat the broccoli and you can eat the cauliflower and the collard greens and the kale, but you're not going to get, if you don't eat enough of it, and if you're not even sure if there's even any calcium in it, you're not going to get it. You can eat 12 cups of kale, but if it was grown in soil with no calcium, you're not going to get kale. It doesn't just magically appear in there. So that's why eating good is great, but getting nutrition is even better. And it's two different things. We associate eating good with nutrition, and that's not true. Eating good is great. It keeps you healthy. It helps you feel better, and it's better than the bad stuff. It has less of an impact on you than the bad stuff. But there's no more nutritional content in there. So we have to make sure that we're getting the daily amounts and not just a little bit here, a little bit there, because it's never going to add up to enough. It's like you're putting 52 cents on pump one. You'll get a little ways, but then you'll be right back at the gas station again. And then you'll put a dollar on it. Then you'll be right back there again. But if you go ahead and take the time to fill up the tank, you can go 300 or 400 miles and then go back and refuel. Except for with our bodies, we need to refuel every day. And so that's, you know, some of the things when you talk about calcium and actual the breakdown of how much we need. And when we look at it from a child standpoint, or I'm not a child standpoint, but a range of what we need, 6 months or younger, they need about 210 milligrams of calcium, which if the mother's on getting all 90 essential nutrients and she's getting her calcium, she'll be able to supply that for her child without a deficit. She'll be taking a little bit more because she needs her 1,200 milligrams, but she also needs enough to be able to supply for the child. That's why it's important to plan pregnancies. Yep, from a religious standpoint or a spiritual standpoint or however you look at it, it's great to plan pregnancies, but it's even better to plan them because you will have a chance to get the body in order. 7 months, so from 6 months and younger, 210 milligrams, 7 months to 12 months, 270 milligrams, 1 to 3 years old, about 500 milligrams, 4 to 8 years old, about 800 milligrams, 9 to 18 years old, about 1,300 milligrams. 9 to 18, you will take the most calcium because that's when your growth spurts is happening. That's when hormones are kicking in, all of those things that calcium is needed for. And then about from 19 to 51 years old or older, you know, you need to be right around 1,200 milligrams of calcium. And so that's why it's important that we get the calcium that we need, and we get the right ratios of the calcium that we need. And so one of the things that was created to be able to help that, and so that you get all of the calcium and all of the magnesium and everything that you need, Beyond OsteoFX was created. And Beyond is Beyond, which is more. Osteo is bone, and FX, which is function. So Beyond Bone Function, or More Than Bone Function, is what this particular healthy bone and joint support is called. And within this, you have the calcium, you have the vitamin D3. So it already has 1,200 milligrams of calcium. It has 400, and I'm going to even give you the daily recommended percentages of it, or the percentage of daily value that you should have. Vitamin D3 is 400 IUs. That's 100% of your daily value. That's what you should have. The calcium is 1,200 milligrams, and you're going to get 120% of your daily value. Phosphorus is 300 milligrams, and that's 30% of your daily value. Magnesium is 300 milligrams, and that's 75% of your daily value. Zinc is 5 milligrams, that's 33%. Copper is 50 micrograms, and that's 3%. Boron, MSM, glucosamine, strontium, these are all the things that make up calcium. When we talk about calcium, these are all the things that you need in that mix. When we say when we make a cake, and we say, man, we made a chocolate cake, or we made a strawberry cake, or cheesecake, or whatever it was, we don't say we made a milk, a eggs, vanilla extract. We don't say that. We just say we made whatever type of cake it is. So when we talk about calcium, we're not just talking about calcium by itself. We're talking about all those ingredients within that calcium that we just named, the phosphorus, the magnesium, the zinc. And these are all put in here based on not only the daily recommended values, but also how they work with each other to get them absorbed into the cells. And so this OsteoFX is already broken down. And I told you how in the statistics they do it based on age of how much milligrams you need. The one step further, which is done in the animal industry, which is why you see animals with strong teeth and healthy bones and all of that, is they do it by body weight. And so this is dosed by body weight. Adults mix 1 fluid ounce per 100 pounds of body weight 2 times daily. Children get 1 teaspoon daily per 20 pounds of body weight. So when you get it by body weight, you know exactly how much calcium you need. You know exactly how much calcium you're getting, and you're getting it for your body weight. And that's why when you find heavier people or obese people or morbidly obese, they need so much more product because they have that amount of weight. They have blood vessels. They have more blood vessels. They have more fat. They have more cells. That all of that has to be fed. So therefore, they need more. So that's why you dose based on body weight. And then you break your dosages up so that you always have something in your body. You don't take all 1,200 milligrams in the morning. One, you can't absorb all of that at one time. And two, once you start to urinate and you sweat, you sweat through your feet, you sweat through your body, you're going to lose that. And then by the evening time, 6, 7, 8 o'clock, you won't have anything left. So that's why it's always good to break your dosages up to morning and evening, or even do it 3 times a day if you can, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And you'll always have it in your body. And so this is one of the things that when we talk about nutrition and we talk about the importance of calcium to the body, which is all the things, and I keep reiterating that because we'll run away from here just saying calcium, and you'll go to a store and you'll just buy calcium, and it'll just say calcium chelate, and you'll take it and you won't get benefit. You need the full spectrum of ingredients. You need that cake, so to speak, whatever your favorite cake is or pie is or whatever it is, you know the name of it, but there's ingredients that go into it. Calcium or Beyond OsteoFX has ingredients that go into it that's based on how the body works, how the cells absorb nutrition, how the cells absorb calcium. And so for somebody who played football for many years like myself, and had knee injuries, partially sprained my MCL, partially tore my MCL and sprained my ACL, and being on this product after about 4 months and not having any pain, I'm able to be on my knees. I'm able to duck walk. I'm able to jump. I'm able to run without any knee pain. And granted, I'm still young, but then you talk to somebody like John Bryan who still mows his lawn and in marching bands and does all of these things. It does not matter. Because a deficiency, once it's filled, goes away. The body will take care of itself. You just have to give it what it needs, and it knows exactly what to do with it. So if there's anybody who has any questions about anything that we talked about tonight or has a question related to something else, health-related or longevity-related, whatever it might be, if you press 1 and raise your hand, then I can take your question. If there are no questions, I just want to say that one of the things that we have to really pay attention to is our bodies. And some of the slight signs that we see are not just old age. Don't attribute little things that happen with turning a certain age. People say, oh, when you turn 40, everything starts to break down. It doesn't have to. You know, pay attention to the body because it's telling you something. And if you don't necessarily know what it's telling you, that's fine, but make sure you ask questions. And make sure you go to the right people to ask the right questions to get the right answer. But don't just ignore things thinking that, oh, I ran too hard today, or I lift too much today, or I'm just getting old. Don't do that, because your body's asking you, it's giving you fair warning. And then when it starts to break down, and then one day you'll say, all I did was go outside to pick up the newspaper and my back gave out on me. You had a problem long before then. And there were so many telltale signs, but that one thing just took you over the edge. So I appreciate everybody being on the call. Again, if you need a recording of the call, you text me. My phone number is 919-599-0916. And if you have any questions in general about any of the protocols or what you might need or free consultations that we set up, you can call myself, again, at 919-599-0916, or you can call John. If you need someone on the other end of the spectrum, young people can call me. And if you don't believe me, then call John or people who are in the same peer group. That's why it's a wonderful thing to have people in this program that are in their 80s and 90s and still have the same amount of vitality as I do at 38. But you can call John at 443-326-3856. And just invite people to the call. This call has grown exponentially. There's so many numbers. There's so many people listening online, which is grateful. But we haven't reached enough yet. And so we just right now, we're making a small ripple in the pond, but we're going to continue to grow and we're going to continue to share. And if there's, John, if there's anything you want to add, go right ahead.
Okay, thanks a lot. Great call, Donald. Wealth of information. And continue to invite people on the call. I would also encourage each and every one of you to either Google or attempt to get a copy of 60 Minutes from Sunday, yesterday. It was on those drugs, pharmaceutical drugs, that are being used and how it was targeted into, I forget the county, in Virginia. But be sure to try to get that, because not only are they passing that drug around down there, I've heard the name of that drug up here in our area also. And they are very addictive. And they're killing people with that drug. So check out 60 Minutes and get the people on this call, because these are the type of things that we want to pass information that we want to pass out to you. And even as far as your kids are concerned and your grandkids, because they got to come off of, you know, hey, if you want to live and those grandkids live, they can't be eating that fried foods and all that fried chicken and fried this and fried the other and all this obesity and all, because that makes them a target for the doctors. And if you have an insurance, they're going to jump right on the bandwagon. Also, for those of you who have those medical cards, the prescription cards, be sure to be passing those out to people. I've started to pass out a lot of them now, that people can use them in purchasing prescription drugs. Donald, is that, it didn't list it on my card, but is it still covering imaging and, you know, the
no,
x-rays?
No, just pet prescription. Just pet prescriptions. Any kind of drug prescription.
Okay, so that would take care of that. And
yeah,
it was one, a hearing aid.
No, just the prescription, whether it be pet prescriptions or human prescriptions.
Okay. All right. So, but be sure to pass those cards out. And you can make some money off the cards, because people are going to use them, especially with getting those big discounts, and to be able to receive some money from United Cards. So it's a great opportunity. There's a lot of things that are going on within the company, and we have just gotten your feet wet. But you need to start to look at these products and get with the person that called you, that gave you this information to get on the call. Get with them so that you can start to get some of the products and start to get move on with your health. Also, in the near future, on November the 12th, there's going to be a meeting at Pastor Sims Church out at Country Suites out in Parole area in Annapolis. So we'll be passing out more information on that as time gets closer. But that's going to be on a Sunday evening. And we'll have the address and all for you so that you know exactly where it is. But we'd encourage you to send people there, even if you are down in Florida or wherever you are. If you know anybody up here in Annapolis, send them to their church to get this message. So thank you very much. We appreciate, we love all of you, and continue to call in on this call. God bless you all, and have a great week.
Good night. Good night. We'll be back here next week, October the 24th, 7 p.m. Invite your family, invite your friends. Everybody have a good week. Have a productive week. We'll talk to you next week. Good night.
Thank you.